We are back on Castle Country Focus, and joining us in the studio right now, we have Morgan Jacobson, who's the Conservation Outreach Manager for the DWR. As always, Morgan, a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Hey, great to be with you, Jordan.
Hey, there's so much to talk about today as we continue to inch closer and closer to spring. I know last time I had you in here, we were talking about the lack of winter weather, although it has been quite cold. So I guess we can start by talking about fishing here for just a moment. You and I had a conversation about this last time. The ice is completely gone. That may change this week, but as we speak, there's no ice, right?
Yeah, for waters down in the valley, that's true. You know, places like Millsite, Huntington North, and even most of Joe's Valley, a lot of these waters are, the ice has left. And so that, you know, that is not a bad thing necessarily. Ice off is a great time to go fishing. A lot of, you know, as things start to warm up, some of these fish's appetites also warm up. And so, you know, that's a great thing. And I think a lot of water still up on the Manti still have some ice. Schofield Reservoir, last I heard, still had good ice. It was starting to get a little bit soft around the edges. So, if you plan on going fishing up there, that's something to be aware of. But places like Mammoth Reservoir, Cleveland Reservoir, a lot of those areas still up high should still have some ice. But yeah, as far as down here in the valley, for right now, things are ice-free.
A very odd year in itself, wasn't it?
I mean, especially compared to last year. Yeah. You know, we had ice at some of these places till April, you know, and it, you know, this year it's completely different. So, you know, we'll see what next year brings. But anyway, it should be a good fishing year for all these waters regardless. So,
and we don't have to jump too far into it, but we did talk to Representative Christine Watkins last week, and she was talking about the water levels in Lake Schofield and Joe's Valley. Great. I mean, very full, and I guess that's based a lot of what happened last year, right? Mm-hmm.
And that's done wonders for fish, too. You look at Schofield Reservoir, for example. You know, we talked about this before, Jordan. We introduced a couple new species there, tiger muskies and wiper, and this year possibly sterile walleye will go in there. But, you know, the fishing for cutthroats has been fantastic this winter. And a lot of that we attribute to a great water year. It's just given those fish room to spread out, room to find space, and it's really made for some healthy fishing up there. So,
well, let's move away from fishing and let's talk about the turkey hunt.
Yeah, so this is another great thing to look forward to in spring. Utah, over the past 20 years, Utah's wild turkey populations have just boomed. They've done tremendously well. And in fact, they've done a little too well in some places. You know, some places up in the Wasatch Front and other areas throughout the state, they've become too densely populated. And so one of the projects that we've been working on this winter is going to places where there's too many turkeys, whether that be on private land or on other areas, and we trap a lot of them, and we transport them to areas where they can have more room to spread out, and also places where hunters can have the opportunity to pursue those turkeys. And so it's going to be a great turkey year. It's, you know, there's never been a better time to be a turkey hunter in Utah. And so this year, we, as always, we have a limited entry spring turkey hunting season and a general season turkey season. And so the limited entry season, the application period for that has passed, but that season's taking place April 14th through the 26th, and then the general season is pretty much the entire month of May, April 30th through May 31st. And so if you don't have a limited entry permit, some of the leftover limited entry permits, they go on sale February 22nd, and the general season permits go on sale the same day. And so there's tremendous opportunities to hunt turkeys here in Utah. We usually have an annual turkey hunting clinic every year. Last year it was in Price. This year it's going to be in Blanding. And so it is a little bit of a drive for people in Carbon and Emery counties, but it's still well worth it. And you and I have talked about that last year about, you know, different things to learn when it comes to hunting turkeys, you know, what types of habitat to look for, strategies for, you know, approaching these turkeys early in the morning, you know, things to look for. So that's something coming up. But anyway, we're just really excited about turkey hunting this year. And we know there's lots of opportunities for hunters out there. So we hope they'll take advantage of them.
You talk about the Turkey Hunt Free Clinic. Again, it's going to take place in Blanding. A little bit of a drive, but if anybody has any questions, more than welcome, I'm sure, to call you at the office.
Right? Yeah, that's right. And in fact, we actually have two turkey clinics throughout the state this year. One is in Blanding, and that'll be on March 17th. The other one is in Parowan, and that's going to be on March 24th. And if people have questions about either one of those, or if they want to register for them, they're both free. But if they have questions, they can call our office at 435-613-3707. And we'd be happy to talk more about those clinics and help them find more information and register if they want to come. So we're excited about them. There's a lot of great information that comes out in those clinics. So we hope people will be interested, even though it's a bit of a drive. So. Yeah.
Again, you mentioned that the general statewide turkey hunt permits will go until February 22nd. What is typically the demand for these permits? How fast do they typically go?
So there's no limit to the general season permits.
Right.
The closer we get to the season, the more permits will be sold, usually is how it goes. But, it's never too early to start planning for these types of hunts. Utah, our website, wildlife.utah.gov, is a great resource for people who want to find new areas to go turkey hunting. We have our hunt planner, which we've talked about before, that points people in the right direction in terms of location and what types of hunting they want to do. We have walk-in access properties in the region that also allow turkey hunting, especially down by Hanksville. There's some great properties down there. And so, likewise, if people have questions about where's a good place to go turkey hunting, wildlife.utah.gov is a great resource, and they can also call our office for the same questions. And again, that phone number is 435-613-3707. It should be a great season with how many turkeys we have, there's lots of places to go. So, yeah, we hope people will get interested and get excited about it.
Morgan, I always appreciate the time. Always look forward to our conversations. I know as spring approaches, there's a lot of different topics to start discussing, and I'm sure next time you join us, we'll have something different as well.
Yeah. There's always something going on with us. So, spring fishing is a great activity, and we have more exciting clinics and events and things like that coming up. So we'll talk about those again in the future.
It seems like there's always more events in the spring and summer, right? I mean, that's
things start to pick up for sure. Yeah. The wildlife viewing picks up. We have our sage grouse watch usually in April. We'll have shooting events this spring and this summer as well. And fishing is great all year round. So we're excited.
Again, Morgan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jordan. Good to be with you.
All right. Again, that's Morgan Jacobson with the DWR. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.